Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. May we be still in God's presence today as we invite Him to shine His light upon our lives, to cross-examine and test our hearts and minds, and to get a clear picture of what we are about, to reveal what is hidden within us, our wrongdoing or anxious thoughts, and then let's trust Him to guide us back to His glorious, everlasting way, the path that leads us back to Him, the path of endless love and perfect peace. Our scripture for today is from John 14, verse 27. Here is Jack.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
It is so important to continually test the condition of our hearts and minds, because we know that what is going on inside us will ultimately determine the direction of our lives and our eternal destiny. So let us be determined this week to take a heart and mind audit. Here are a few personal questions to ponder on. Do you walk in the light, or are you stuck in darkness and worry? Do you love God above all else, or do you love the world and the things of this world? Do you listen for God's direction and will for your life and actively respond by doing what He says? Do you choose the narrow way, or do you willfully keep on sinning, choosing the wrong paths? Do you respond wisely and apply godly discernment to your life, or are you walking a foolish path? Do you love others unconditionally, or is your heart filled with hatred, unforgiveness, or bitterness? Do you keep God's commandments by living a life of surrender and obedience? Or are you trying to control your life in your own strength? Do you prioritize spending time in God's Word and being still in His presence? Or are you consumed by the busyness of this world? Do you allow God to fill you afresh daily with His endless love, overflowing joy, and perfect peace? Or are you allowing the enemy to flood you with worry, resentment, and anxiety? And then the ultimate question, do you know for certain where you are going the day you die? Have you accepted our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as the King of your heart? Or are you still wandering in the desert, searching for living water? Peace can be the ultimate outcome of our heart and mind audits. One thing we can be sure of: nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of our Father God. Because of that, we have eternal hope through the gift of salvation. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Dear Lord, may we take the time to pull ourselves away from the rat race of life and come to sit at your table. Thank you for blessing us with your presence. It's too big an idea for me to understand that an almighty God would long for conversation with me. But today you are calling us anew to come to you. Just sit and be ourselves with all of our baggage and faults. May we experience the warmth of your embrace. We love you.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you that you speak to us, you reveal yourself to us. We can listen to what you say, Lord, but help us to also take action, to do something with what you've said to us. Lord, remind us yet again that it's not enough to just know what we're supposed to be doing. It's not enough to have a glimpse of who you are by reading scripture, but that it actually you require us to do something with that.
Our Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. Lord, we know that you sent your Son, you've given this ultimate sacrifice so that we can be free from the lies of the enemy, from wrongdoings, from sin, from lack and want, from brokenness, from anything that is not from you. And we thank you for that, Lord, for that ultimate sacrifice.
Father, we thank you for your peace. We thank you, Lord, that we can know you. And in knowing you, we can experience your peace for every situation that we might experience in this life and beyond.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the assurance of salvation that we can have through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is my prayer, Lord, that each and every person tuning into this broadcast will come to a point when they will accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior.
May the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.